Jeremiah chapter 14. This is the word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah concerning the drought. Judah mourns. Her city gates fall apart. They mourn for the land, and a cry of grief rises from Jerusalem. The strong send the weak to get water. They go to the cisterns but find no water. They return with empty containers. Ashamed and humiliated, they cover their heads. The ground is cracked because there has been no rain in the land. The farmers are distressed. They cover their heads. Even the doe in the field gives birth and then abandons the fawn because there is no grass. Wild donkeys stand on the barren heights. They pant for air like jackals. Their eyes grow dim because there are no plants to eat. Do something, Lord, for the sake of your name. Even though our guilt testifies against us, we have rebelled many times, and we have sinned against you. You are Israel's hope, its savior in times of trouble. Why are you like a stranger in the land, like a traveler who stays only for the night? Why are you like a man taken by surprise, like a strong warrior who cannot save? You are among us, Lord, and we are called by your name. Do not forsake us. This is what the Lord says concerning this people. They love to wander. They never restrain their feet, so the Lord does not accept them. Instead, he will remember their guilt and punish their sins. The Lord told me, "Do not pray for the well-being of these people. Even if they fast, I will not listen to their cries for help. Even if they sacrifice burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Instead, I will finish them off with sword, famine, and plague." Then I said, "But, Lord God, the prophets keep telling them, 'You will not see sword or famine. I will give you lasting peace in this place.'" Then the Lord said this to me, "Those prophets are prophesying lies in my name, but I did not send them. I did not command them, and I did not speak to them. They are prophesying a false vision to you and providing worthless omens, something from their own imagination. Therefore, this is what the Lord says about the prophets who prophesy lies in my name. I did not send them. They say that there will be no sword or famine in this land, but by sword and famine these prophets will die. The people to whom they are prophesying will be thrown out into the streets of Jerusalem because of famine and the sword. No one will bury them, their wives, their sons, or their daughters. I will pour out on them the destruction that they deserve. You, Jeremiah, are to say this to them: 'Let my eyes overflow with tears without stopping night or day, because the virgin daughter of my people has been severely injured. It is a very serious wound. If I go out to the field, I see those who have been run through by the sword. If I go into the city, I see those diseased by famine. Both prophet and priest have gone to a land they do not know.' Lord, you have completely rejected Judah. Do you despise Zion? Why have you afflicted us so that we cannot be healed? We looked for health, but nothing good came. We hoped for healing, but there was only terror. We acknowledge our wickedness and the guilt of our fathers. We have sinned against you. For your name's sake, do not despise us. Do not dishonor your glorious throne. Remember your covenant with us, and do not break it. Do the worthless idols of the nations send rain? Do the skies provide the torrential showers? Is it not rather you who are the Lord our God? Our hope is in you, because you are the one who does all these things." Chapter 15. The Lord said to me, "Even if Moses and Samuel were standing in front of me, my heart would not go out to this people. Send them away from me. Let them go. When they ask you, 'Where should we go?' tell them that this is what the Lord says: those doomed to death, to death. Those doomed to the sword, to the sword. Those doomed to famine, to famine. Those doomed to captivity, to captivity. I will punish them in four ways, declares the Lord. The sword will kill, and dogs will drag them away. The birds in the sky and the wild animals in the land will devour and destroy. I will make them an object of horror to all the kingdoms of the earth because of what Manasseh, son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, did in Jerusalem. Who will have pity on you, Jerusalem? Who will mourn for you? Who will turn back to ask how you are? You have rejected me, declares the Lord. You have turned away from me. So I will stretch out my hand against you and destroy you. I am weary of showing compassion. I will scatter them with a winnowing fork at the gates of the land. I will make them childless. I will destroy my people because they have not changed their ways. I will make their widows more numerous than the sand on the seashore. At noon, I will bring a destroyer against the mothers of their young men. I will bring anguish and terror down on them suddenly. The mother of seven will grow faint. She will breathe her last. Her sun will set while it is still day, and she will be ashamed and humiliated. The survivors I will put to the sword in the presence of their enemies, declares the Lord. I am so miserable, my mother, that you gave birth to me. I am the man with whom the whole land argues and quarrels. I have not lent or borrowed, but everyone curses me. The Lord said, I will surely set you free for your own good. I will surely make your enemies plead with you in a time of trouble and in a time of distress. Can anyone break iron from the north, or bronze? I will give away your wealth and your treasures as plunder, without cost, because of all your sins throughout all your territory. I will make you serve your enemies in a land you do not know, for my anger is kindled in me, and you will burn continuously. O Lord, you understand. Remember me and care for me. Take vengeance for me on those who persecute me. You are slow to anger. Do not take me away. Keep in mind that for your sake I bear disgrace. Your words came to me and devoured them. Your words became my joy, the delight of my heart, because I bear your name, O Lord, God of armies. I did not sit with the band of partygoers, nor did I celebrate with them. I sat alone because your hand was upon me. You filled me with indignation. Why is my pain unending? Why is my wound incurable, refusing to heal? Will you be as deceptive as an intermittent stream to me, like a source of water that a person can't depend on? Therefore, this is what the Lord says. If you repent, I will take you back, so that you may stand before me. If what you say is worthwhile and not worthless, you will be my spokesman. They must turn to you, but you must not turn to them. I will make you like a bronze wall to this people. They will fight against you, but they will not overcome you, because I am with you to save you and to rescue you, declares the Lord. I will rescue you from the hand of the wicked, and I will deliver you from the grasp of the ruthless. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.